please like, comment, and subscribe.
Hi, I'm Kim.
And I'm Tora.
And this is our podcast, Kicking It with Kim and Tora. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. I just want to get right into our topics because it is so much going on in the news. I've been watching CNN, Fox, and I have them all together on the TV so I can like click over which one I want to listen to. And I've been listening to MSNBC, Fox News, and CNN. I could not wait to talk to you about this. Remember when Trump used to say fake news, fake news? Mm-hmm. He was not lying. I'm watching them make up stuff. I'm watching them use clips and snippets of him saying stuff when I know I've already looked at it on like social media. The whole entire speech had nothing to do, and they're making it look like he's saying stuff against racism and race. And I'm like, did they not forget what Joe Biden did to the African-American family, calling us super predators and saying stuff along the line that, you know, lock them up, get rid of them, throw away the key? Like, I didn't forget this. You know, I woke up. Yes, I was asleep at the wheel for a long time with the Democratic Party. I am no longer asleep, but I am watching and I feel so like bad because I'm one of those people who's like, oh my God, if you don't stop it with that fake news. And now I'm watching the news and I'm like, that's not true. I just watched that whole speech that he did on social media, and CNN and MSNBC will take snippets of a speech he says that has nothing to do with anything and make it seem like he's saying something against, like, okay, so, you know, we've already discussed on our last show about how we have an issue with the border.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and someone DM'd me, because I guess they watched our show, and they said, do I have problems with the Hispanic race? Or
I said, the ones, yes, not all of them.
I said, I have an issue with the policies that you all are able to come over here and receive when we've been banging on this door forever. I said, so I had to break it down to this person. I had to say, well, it's almost like if you have two children and you constantly spoil one, you do everything for one and you don't do anything for the other, right? Don't you think that other child should speak up sometime and say, what about me? I'm your child too. I said, well, so this is what we're talking about when we are saying, I don't have anything against the border and Spanish people and all of that.
I do. So DM me. I have a problem with immigrants illegally crossing mm-hmm. our border. Mm-hmm. I don't feel that it's two children and one's mm-hmm. getting the benefit. I feel that it's one legitimate child, mm-hmm. that being Black Americans whose ancestors have been in this country for mm-hmm. generations. Mm-hmm. And then there's like some foster kid that walked across the border, and now the parent in this analogy or metaphor, mm-hmm. in this metaphor, the parent is giving all the resources to the foster kid and excluding natural born child.
That's true.
Now, I don't have a problem with Latinos, Hispanics per se, mm-hmm. in the country legally. If I go visit your country, because I like to go to those kinds mm-hmm. of islands, I've mm-hmm. been there. Puerto Rico, I like all that. So if I'm in your land or you're properly in mine, I don't have a problem with you, but I have a problem with the mass influx of immigrants that has overwhelmed our country and that the Democrats are trying to essentially replace us with. Now, getting back to the news, and I'm just talking loud because I started to realize on our videos, my voice is so small, I need to speak up. But I agree. I mean, I don't watch the election, so I wasn't aware of what you're saying, but mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly believe you because when I do my research for my mm-hmm. YouTube videos, I do not utilize CBS, ABC, MSNBC. I might refer to a written article they do, mm-hmm. but I never go to their newscast because I don't trust them.
I don't either.
And what makes me believe you even more, although I do because I don't trust mm-hmm. those sources, is the fact that Trump is winning. Yep. They know that Black Americans are sick to death of Biden. And so they're trying to say things to make African Americans walk away from voting for Trump. But it is too little, too late. Like somebody was telling me, yeah, he proposed some date I went on. He put last weekend. Biden proposed a solution for the border, but the Republicans voted it down. Too little, too late. It is March. The elections are in November. He's been in
office like 240 days
of his term, and now he proposed a solution. We don't care. I don't care who voted it down. I don't care if it passes. I'm looking around at all the devastation that his immigrant policies caused in our country. Now, don't come for me because I come back. If I don't send for you, don't come for me.
That's what I'm talking about. Have a legitimate comment.
Put it in the comments and we can have a conversation. Mm-hmm. But DMs, I mean, you know, I meant what I just said.
I meant what I said too, because I really do have issues with just how they've been spoiled. I mean, I just recently heard that they're giving 40,000 instead of 10,000, you know, all of these thousands. And my thing was, that referring back to the lies, they were making it seem like, well, if you think that that the Hispanics are coming over here and receiving all of this and all that, basically Trump is going to do this and do that for them. And I was like, that is a lie.
We already know. I personally don't want him as our president.
No, but we have no choice.
I don't want Biden. I don't want either of them. But Biden has got to go. We already had Trump. We already know he's not playing with the border. He's not playing with illegal immigration. He's not playing with any of that. So they can miss us all.
And they are so trying to pull the race card with us. And I just pray so many Black people don't get... Well, I don't believe they're going to get afraid anyway, because they literally took a camera, something that you and I want to be able to do in the future, is go out on the street. Yeah. Well, they went out on the street and they were asking Gen Z, Gen X, they were asking all of them. They were asking millennials. They were asking everyone. So who are you voting for, Biden or Trump, as of today? Every single Black person in Washington, D.C. said that they interviewed was like, Trump, Trump, Trump. They was like, oh,
we all Biden. See what Biden has done to us. And we've like, been
so proud.
Because I'm not part of it, but... Mm-hmm. Black folk have been slaves to the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party that makes promises and never delivers, that sometimes won't even make a promise. They wouldn't even meet with Ice Cube and other people who had contracts for America. They were like, ah, see me after the election. So they disregard us, and they count on the fact that we think Republicans are racist, which they may or may not be.
And they are too. The Democrats are racist. We're going
to vote for them. Even if they are racist, at this point, they can't be any worse than these devil Democrats. Please. They just can't be worse than that. So we all need to be aware that I agree with you, back when he was saying fake news, I was like, man, go ahead with that mess. But I have since learned that those sources are not to be trusted.
Yep.
In fact, I still am planning to do a longer video on a different channel on my channel on Haiti, and in researching that, I specifically ignore CNN, MSNBC, ABC, all of those, because they make stuff up, and it is their intent to make
and sway the audience to be whatever they want them to be. And I'm so disgusted by that, because I mean, it makes you mad, because it's like, when you heard all those people talking like this, I was like, they are crazy. And now I probably sound crazy because I know the truth now. I'm like, oh my God, this is a lie.
You don't sound crazy. And if I see it, I'm not even a TV watcher. If I can see it too, and you're watching TV and you can see it and both of us see it, I'm thinking a lot of people out here in our country are
aware. That's what made me feel like secure when I told my children, I said, okay, we're no longer part of the Democratic Party anymore. We're not. And they're like, no, we're not. We change. I said, so Victoria's like, I'm a Republican. I said, yep, you're a Republican too now. She's like, oh, well, when did I become? I said, when I sent your paperwork in.
Oh, you changed your party for real.
Yeah, when they send the mail to our house, I make them sign it because I always say that I check off the vote and for them and everything, and then I sign it so they can vote. But then now I was just like, no, y'all sign it when y'all came home, and I told them, okay, you're Republican now.
So that means that you can, so a lot of Blacks who are, and this is important to note, a lot of Blacks who are still Democrats can, of course, go to the election polls in November and vote Republican. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. if you have changed the party election for your family, yeah. then you guys can also vote in the Republican primary mm-hmm. so that if there's Trump and other people, you can go and vote there too.
Yep. Yeah, Democrats actually, I was so disgusted that Black people came out in abundance to put this man in office, and he basically was like, kick rocks.
Yeah, he doesn't you care know? About it. He's a racist.
I cannot believe how blatant that was. It just, it really felt like a relation. Like, I saw everybody rapping and singing and at their concerts, and we're going to make history, and you can't get this. And every Black person I know and their grandmother came out the woodwork to make sure he got, and he just did nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing, not a tax break that was just for Black folks, not a...
Oh, and his vice president, Miss Lady from background from India and Jamaica, came on there and said, are we gonna do something specifically for Black folks? No, we'll do something for low income and it'll impact. We don't want that. You don't have a problem.
But that impacts everybody who's low income. That's not specific for us.
They do something specifically for LGBTQ.
They did. And the Asians got their law.
For Israel. They do something specifically for Ukraine, but they can't do anything specifically for Blacks. We don't want them anymore. We'll take our chances with the other devil because they're both devils.
Oh, but yeah.
This devil has already shown us that he don't give a darn about
it. He don't care. And if you ride with him, he's going to show up for you.
But you know,
I think he's going to show up.
As I mentioned before, I know a lot of people who love Biden, who will shout me down every time I say that Biden's a problem. And really, most of the stuff I haven't paid a lot of attention to, but what I have been impacted by is the immigrant crisis. And he's got to go.
He's ready to send another, $300 million over?
Yeah, it's over. In my opinion, he's got to go.
You know what that would do with my kids' college right now? Like, he would just give that money to us. Like, literally, I get sick in my stomach thinking about how he just giving this money, like finding all this money to give to them. And
the governors,
we aren't over here fighting for our lives.
The state governors and the city mayors are doing the same thing. They're doing the same thing, and they're getting out too. Black folk are angry. Black folk on YouTube, on TikTok, Black folks have had it up to here. And yeah. I think a lot of people that have been taking our votes for granted are going to have a rude, and they're telling them, we're kicking you out of office. Yeah. That lady in Chicago, yeah. people are telling them, you're done. We're done with you. You're out. You won't be here the next time. Well, what about Haiti? I mean, that is such a...
Did you read about how they said they opened up the prisons and let out their criminals, and how there was a gang leader who just took over? Like, I saw him, like, I researched him, because at first I was like, what, who's this guy they talking about?
The one they call Barbecue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying he didn't look like who I thought he was going to look like. He was very facially, you know, there. I thought he was going to be a little, you know.
You know, devils look, I'm not saying he's a devil, but let me just say something different. Good people and bad people can both be attractive. Good people and bad people can both be unattractive.
That is true.
But there is a human tendency to view good looking people as good people. I try not to do that, but it is a human tendency. It's an innate tendency that
I was looking in his eyes and looking at his face to see the violence that I heard that he's, you know, bringing into the country, or not bringing into the country, but laying upon the country. And I just was like, dang, I don't see it. Are you sure? I'm quite sure I believe him, but I'm like, you just don't fit the profile.
I believe it because I saw some other people around the world talking about it. And I really was looking on TikTok to see any actual Haitians, but I haven't seen anything.
Normally,
everyday people will come on and tell you about what's going on in their country. I haven't seen anything at all, but I think that Haiti is a really complicated situation because the politicians initially would create and utilize gangs for their purposes. And now what has happened is with Barbecue, I can't remember his real name.
I was trying to find his real name, but it's hard for me to pronounce. So I wouldn't
it even is, be able to do yes, it. Yes, French. And so with him, he has joined together a number of separate gangs and now they're working in tandem.
That's what scared me because they've got ruthless gangs over there, you know, that want to, I thought they were doing it as a change, you know, change the whole economy. Like, look, we're tired of the French or whoever owns us, our dollars. We want to be independent of them. I thought that's what it was for. And it's like, no, they're wreaking havoc on their own people.
I do think that's what it's for. Because that prime minister,
once again, fake news. I heard it from fake news probably. So if that's what you're saying, that it is, that it, they do want to just have their independence and they're not just trying to hurt their own people, then I need to believe that.
Well, I mean, I think it's both. They wanted to get rid of the prime minister that was not elected. Remember that president they had, Moise?
They unalived the other president.
They unalived him because, you know, him, like Magufuli in Tanzania, there were a couple of
he was not letting that vaccine like, I'm not come
doing
in this
the whole Jimmy Jab, whatever that stuff is.
Yeah, he was and not letting that vaccine
both
come.
Both of them out. They took Magufuli in Tanzania out. They took Moise, M-O-I-S-E. I don't really know how to pronounce these names in French, but they took him out. And then this Prime Minister Henry was allowed to step in to fill the void, but he was supposed to be out of there in February of this year.
Still there.
And hold elections. So then they went berserk because this is a puppet of the West and they don't want him anymore. And also with that jailbreak thing, you know, I saw that too, where they said like 4,000 people, criminals, were released. But then I saw a Haitian scholar who is, I think she's in the UK, but she's in another country, but she's a Haitian scholar. She said a part of the problem with their jail system is that people are in there, both people who are guilty and
I did see that.
That
haven't had a court date. I did see that.
No, they have no idea when they'll get one. Yep. And so, as with everything else, it's just not as
now that part did rub me wrong. I was like, what? When I heard that he was opening it up to mainly people who have been wronged by the criminal justice system. It wasn't like he just opened up and let all. I did see one article where it said that.
Well, I think, I mean, now she said that about people in jail, but truthfully, I think he opened it up to get those gang members out.
That's what I think too.
I think that everybody else benefited. They just opened it wide up. And then the people who are wrongfully there or don't have due process have gotten out too. But he wanted to get his comrades, I'm thinking.
I'm 100% thinking he wanted to get his friends out of there so they can help him with his military.
I think it's really complicated though. I think that, you know, Haiti is that one country in the world. Now, Ethiopia resisted colonization. That's the one country in the world that was never colonized.
Yeah.
Haiti is that one country in the world that fought the French and fought. I mean, not, oh, you're going to grant it. No, they beat them down and took their independence. So always the West wants.
Wasn't that, what's his name? The one they also unalive? What's his name?
Who?
The Haitian, not Marcus,
Well, I think that the West always wants to keep Haiti destabilized, keep Haiti poor, and paint Haiti in the poorest light because we don't want other people. I mean, there's no independence to fight for. I mean, it is technically, but on paper, every state's independent, but I just think that they are so outdone with what Haiti was able to
do. But they said, you're free, but you got to owe us for the rest of your life. You got to pay us. Like, what?
The other French countries in Africa are doing that too, and sending their money to France, and then they have to ask to borrow their own money. There's one of those presidents over there in Africa was like, we're not doing that. We don't want that anymore.
I did hear that.
You know, these Westerners, these colonizers have been showing out all over the globe, and people are just done. But for Haiti, I'm still researching it, but I just think it's a really complicated story, and I don't know what the answer would be. Okay, so now, the Prime Minister Henry was backed by the U.S.
Of course.
So now, when they have just overtaken the country, won't let him back in, all of that, now the U.S. has forced him to step down.
Mm-hmm.
But then what? I mean, where do we go from there? Okay, now he's not coming back. He stepped down. What's the solution now? I think
he can't have the gang member running stuff.
You know what? That guy might have political aspirations and might want to be president. I heard he's brutal. The name Barbecue, he said, came from the fact that his mom used to own a chicken stand.
Oh, okay.
But people are saying, no, he has a reputation for burning his enemies alive, and that's why they call him Barbecue. So he will probably be a brutal dictator.
I'm definitely going to look that face back up again tonight. I need to see it.
He doesn't look dastardly. You know what I mean?
No, he doesn't.
And then there is the fact, everything is just not what it seems. There's the fact that he's from one of the poorest slums in Haiti. And he was saying, we're sick of this, where these little group of people over here get to have all the money, all the riches, and everybody else is suffering. It's not clear cut, but
he didn't want any of the Caucasians there. They just came over there and they're buying up the waterfront properties and putting their homes on there. Like, we are out here struggling. I'm like, they do it everywhere.
And you know, what was it? I think the United Nations peacekeeping team had essayed girls and women over there. They finally admitted they brought cholera over there about a decade ago or so.
Really?
It's horrific, but I just really am concerned about them and hoping that they can find their, and he was saying, if you don't get rid of Henry, or they might call him Henri because they're French, but he was saying, if you don't get rid of him, it's going to be a civil war.
Oh,
what
it is.
To figure out is a civil war on what? Nobody there. Now that's what you just going to start killing your own people because the West has a leader. Why would that lead to civil war?
I believe that the military that they have is not for their country. I think it's deployed from our country to make sure that their country stay in line.
I don't think they have a military. I think
they have to have a military.
They only have a police force.
Allow that guy?
They only have a police force. Say it again.
Wasn't it the police force that the military and the police force that helped cover up the president who was unalive because he didn't want
I thought it was the police. I thought they had stopped them from having a military and they only had police, but you could be right. I never hear anything about the military. If they have a military, why aren't they attacking the gangs? They only talk about the police being outmanned and outweaponed and all of that. I hope so. I'm keeping my eye on that. I hope something good happens because I'm just concerned. And I typically don't feel so concerned about non-American countries because I think they can just handle their business, get it together. But this one just seems something.
Would I be crazy to say, like, when George Floyd, rest in peace, how the world came together and you saw all these marches? What happened? Like, did that ignite, like, so many people saying, like, life isn't fair and we're not standing for this? Because don't you seem like it's an uprise of a lot of countries? Like, this is not fair. We're not standing for this unfairness anymore.
I think that Haiti has always been off the chain.
Really?
They are, that's how they kicked the French out in the first place. They are some fighters. But I think that I agree with you that there is a global awakening among melanated people in particular who are like, we've had it. But I think it's part of the age of enlightenment. I don't think that it's
anything. Through what, social media?
No, through the universal change where all the truths are coming out. Everything is changing.
It is 400 years ago.
We entered a new age. We were in the age of...
This is Aquarius.
Right. We were in the age of Pisces. Now we're in the age of Aquarius. And that brings a whole new set of things. And I think that us over here in America waking up like, what? You Democrat? What? You lying?
You know, I was afraid at first. I was afraid at first.
Oh, you were?
I was afraid to wake up.
I've been awake for a long time.
I'm not going to lie. I was under the sheets. I was afraid. I was afraid to wake up. I didn't even want to know. But then when I did, it hit me in the gut. Like, when I thought about, like, how they just sabotaged our whole race and put it right in front of our face that they just don't care about us.
But why were you afraid? What were you afraid of?
Because I thought living in the happy medium was comfortable.
Like ignorance is bliss kind of thing? Kind of thing? I don't mean to say ignorant.
No, I know what you mean.
But you know,
I know exactly what you mean, but that's true.
Okay. It's true. I've been aware for a really long time.
Really?
I have.
You raised my kids. They raised me.
I had to tell my kids, but over a decade, I've known about a lot of this stuff, starting out with David Icke over a decade ago.
Ooh.
But I had a practice of not really talking about it with very many people, just people I knew could understand, because it's so mind-blowing that people are just like, what? That girl, what? She said, what? So I just... There are some friends I have and acquaintances who are awake as well. And I hate that they took over the term woke and made it something negative. But I have friends and acquaintances who are also aware. And we talked about it forever because it is not a comfortable topic for many people, but it's gaining. It's gaining. More people are talking to me about it and I'm like, what? You think that? Well, let me tell you this,
because
people are waking up. It's the age of enlightenment. And I think that it's all across the globe. That's what's happening.
And my thing is this, that the demise of the Black family already was done, right? Mm-hmm. So then we became successful one-on-one, like successful Black women, successful white women. I mean, Black men with white women, you know, they became successful. So, of course, you're like, okay, so you have this Caucasian woman, Black man, and you're very successful. That was the only way you could have become successful. And then you have this Black woman who's left all alone with these kids. Now she's raising successful children and herself. And she's becoming successful. Now the Black man all of a sudden is like, hold on, I want the sister back. You know, she's doing her
thing. I wish they would say that, because what I'm hearing them being passport bros and all that, and they don't want our attitude, and Black women are too masculine. But as Dr. Umar said, because you left us here to handle the race by ourselves. Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time, though. And I think that we have to talk about the TikTok ban.
Oh, God.
The efforts of the United States government to ban TikTok and prevent us from being able to use TikTok anymore. What in the world?
I still take it back to race. I think so many African Americans and Black people and Africans, just say Black, whatever this shade is, are making so much effort and money through this media. They have to shut it down. They're pretending like it's poisoning our brains and we're getting false information. Whatever. Why are you even talking about a social media platform that doesn't allow any nudity, barely, hardly any cursing? And you're literally saying that it's stealing our information. What information? We have no information. Everything is out there now. So my thing is
that about Black folk making money.
I truly believe it. There's an African guy who's the number one TikToker in the world.
Oh, yeah, and he just comes on there and makes a face or whatever, yeah.
And he is killing it. And I just think they're like, oh, no, we got to ban this thing. We got to get rid of it. And I'm just like, really? Once again, when we start stepping up, here comes Rosewood again. Here comes Black
Wall. I think it's about the age of enlightenment, because it's not just Black people. There are white people on there showing you those weird statues behind the Hoover Dam out there in Arizona. There are people coming on there talking about the white people. I mean, okay, let me say this, white people and Black people, but right now I'm just highlighting white people, because not only are we waking up, they're waking up. They're coming on there talking about how our own history is false, talking about how the food here is toxic.
Oh my God, did you see that about the toxic food? They are just, there's a ban on all cereals right now. They've dropped, the stock has dropped, I think last night it was 16%.
But you know, they're boycotting them not because of the toxicity, even though it is toxic. Mm-hmm. They're boycotting them because the president of Kellogg came on somewhere, the news, social media or something, and said, I know the times are hard for Americans, but cereal is still a good price. You guys should start eating cereal for dinner. And it pissed everybody off. They had already raised their prices.
I thought that was a joke. That was real.
That was real. And
he really did say that.
That's why they're boycotting. Also, because they have raised their prices 27% for no known reason, because every corporation across the world,
I heard that all of them, I heard they was a ban on McDonald's,
making profits off the yin yang, and still keep raising prices and decreasing sizes and all of that. But everybody's waking up. And remember I said, when I went to learn about Haiti, the first place I went to was TikTok, because TikTok is where everyday people from all around the world get on there and tell you their truth. The news can't lie to us anymore, because we can get on TikTok and say, that's not what's happening. Well, that whole place is flooded. I'm not seeing that on the news. Well, you know, so I think they want to shut it down because we're too awake on there. I used to watch TikTok all the time. I learned a ton of stuff.
I do too.
TikTok. Now I'm more YouTube. I go back and forth. Now I always watch YouTube videos too. I haven't been on TikTok that much lately, but I think that's why they want to shut it down. But I think that that would be detrimental.
This I definitely want to have my goddaughter, my niece / goddaughter on here and talk about, hopefully we can get her on soon to talk about HBCUs, because there's a new trend going on where people are talking about how horrible they are, underfunded, the treatment that they get. This one girl, she said what happened to my son too, but someone in her family had died, and her advisor or her professor told her if she goes to the funeral, she'd fail the class. And that's exactly what happened to my son. But I thought
bet you he would have gone to that funeral if I was around.
Well, it was his dad, so he definitely went.
And I bet you that school would have had a problem. But you know what? I agree. Both of my kids, my son graduated from an HBCU. Mm-hmm. My daughter's in her last year at an HBCU now. And there is some horridness that goes on with those. But I'm going to tell you what, I went to two PWIs. Mm-hmm. There's some heck of a lot of stuff that will happen to you there. Mm-hmm. They may be more organized, better communication, but you are a Black person, very few among very many whites.
Yeah.
And I specifically told my kids, feel free. I prefer you go to an HBCU, because I already went through all that racism BS and you don't have to do it. So I would love to talk to your niece. Maybe we could have my son and my daughter chime in.
Absolutely.
And tell us but you know what? I tell you what, you get through it and those degrees work for you. My son.
I put my last part of my conversation, I told her, I said, well, you know, the part, because she left Morgan early, and I told her, I said, because Steve left Howard early and went over to UDC to get his degrees.
That's an HBCU too. UDC is an HBCU.
It is, but they have a lot of, you know.
And now And now judges are ordering that the HBCU in Alabama to bring more white people in. That's a mess. They don't want us to have anything, but I would just say that when you get that degree, you get through whatever you get through, they teach you, it's just all the BS surrounding it, but you get through it, you get that degree. My son is a reporter and anchor at a major news corporation. My daughter's going to be, she's going to go on for a PhD, but I think that that degree will serve her well. Well, it hasn't happened yet, but I mean, that's the plan, but thank you.
That's an amazing goal.
Yeah, it is. And so I think that I want to hear what the young folks say, but you know, my position is probably going to be deal with it, get through it, because it's a whole bunch of BS at a PWI. And when you have that paper in your hand, it'll do what you need it to do. So wherever you go, you're going to have to get through some mess. But we are out of time, dear. I don't even know that we got to our topics because we go where the conversation takes us, which is exactly what we probably should be doing. And we appreciate you guys for watching us, sticking with us. We encourage you to subscribe to our channel, like our videos, drop comments. Don't DM me, comment. You'll disagree with what I said, put it in the comments and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely.
And we just appreciate all the support.
And thank you for kicking it with Kim and Tora.
See you next time.
See you next time.